Hello, welcome to Books on Stage. We are excited to bring you another great episode with another great author who will share their story, information, and purpose of their book. This podcast was created to spotlight the brilliant minds behind the pen. Our special guest today is Ms. Pamela Burkett Jones, the author of Handle with Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. Pamela Burkett Jones is a retired law enforcement officer who helps career transition first responders and military service members with professional development or retirement planning as they develop clarity, gain confidence, and courage. She works with clients, helping them to create goals, make plans, and take action in seeking their next level to experience the career or retirement life they imagine. Hello, Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to the stage. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I am excited to bring you on stage and to share this book on stage. I think it's a great book and the timing couldn't be better. Handle with Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. And we know it's critical right now. One, the main reason is because of COVID and so many jobs out there that have been lost. I was just looking at some stats and we're still right around 6.2% in terms of the unemployment rate. And that's pretty big, but that accounts for 10 million people. So that's a lot of people out of work. And I like the fact that your book helps. And it's not just because of COVID. Your book is great because it's going to help anybody at any time. And I know you help, you know, experienced law enforcement officers, those that are first responders. And of course, there are a lot of retirees right now that are transitioning into retirement. But the one thing I did find in statistics is that 40% of retirees are going back to work. That's huge. So I love what you're doing. I want you to just, first of all, take a little bit of time and share with the audience a synopsis of your book.
Yes, Daryl, you're absolutely right. This book is for everyone. It's not just, you know, even though I work with it, and matter of fact, a lot of, you know, people reached out and bought the book that's from. So I know the book, when I wrote the book in mind, it was for everybody. I just didn't have my ideal client in mind. I had everyone because I know. But, you know, a synopsis of the book, this is my 7, you mentioned and introduced me in the introduction that, you know, I'm retired. You know, I did 27 years in one career. And at one point I knew I wanted to switch over and I wasn't going to do that anymore. I knew that the time had come. And then when it was time to retire, I was going to be doing something else because you mentioned a lot of retirees are returning back. And some are returning back for economical reasons, financial reasons, but some are returning back because they know that there's more. There's something else they want to do. And even just the people who are under jobs now, not just, you know, and they're ready to transition to something else because they're no longer satisfied and fulfilled. So this book actually has those 7 essentials that's needed that you want to start preparing for. And then once you realize that what you have, you want to start packing it. And then when you pack it, you're going to propel onto your next career change. So that's a brief synopsis of what the book is about.
That's excellent, Pamela. And I think, you know, it really speaks to your why. You started really talking about that and the purpose of the book. And fortunately, I know a little bit about your story and you took it even further because you really prepared for your retirement. And so I like the fact that you wrote this book, but you also have a sort of a roadmap on how to get it done. So talk a little bit more about your why and why you really put this book together to help others.
Well, you know, and what I saw, Daryl, I saw a lot of people as I was, you know, going through my career and even people outside of my career, they were just so miserable and they wanted to do something else. And they would always count down and say, well, you know, I can't wait till I retire or I can't wait to this or I can't stand my job or Monday morning. They just hated Monday morning. You know, we're supposed to be happy every day we wake up, you know, on this side of the earth. But not just to say I hate the day or I don't want to go to this particular day because of a certain job. And I was like, okay, well, what you need to do something about it. You need to do something about it. And I know I was preparing to do something about it. And I know has been successful for me because of a lot of great things have happened because I prepare for just the time as this. And so I wanted just to have something out there so people can put in their hands and just start reading and give them hope that you can do it. You can change over. You don't have to stay in a career you no longer want to be in, or you no longer feel the need for, or it's just, you're just going through the motions. You can actually start really getting yourself together. So my why was just to help those people to move them along and move forward and give them something in light in their hand. And it's something they can always go back to. It's not just a one and done read, you know, hear the story, you know the story, and that's it. It's things that they help the reader to get action steps, to move forward, to get, and then just to work on being and doing and being who they want to and what they've dreamed and envisioned in life.
Yeah, that and that's excellent. And that's why I like this book, because it's going to be so helpful to really everyone across the board. Although with really, you know, we're kind of focusing on first responders and those that are moving into another career or transition or retiring. But really, you know, we're having a shift now, even before COVID, where millennials and Gen Z are having sort of a attitude that they want to move into something else, but they're not waiting until later in the years. They're not waiting to retirement. And so they're ready to make those transitions and have the career that they really want and taking that jump now. And I can see this book helping them. Who do you think would benefit from reading your book?
You know what? Across the board, everyone, even with this book, it'll help a college graduate. You know, it will help someone that's getting out of college and graduating. Of course, they've tried different, of course, you know, everybody's had, I know I had that child, and a lot of people had the children that go to college and they've changed their major so many times. And then even after they graduated, they realize, oh, shoot, it's not really what I want to do. So this book with those seven essentials could help that college graduate that has the paper in hand. And now they realize after all those, you know, years they've been to school, that's not what they really wanted. They may have been on the job for 4 months and they decide, hey, you know what? I'm really not feeling this. It's going to help the person who's been in a position for several years that, you know, now they realize, hey, this is not what I want to do. I want to transition and do something else. It's going to help that, as we know, it'll help that retiree. That person is get ready to get out, but they know they don't want to go home and sit in a rocking chair and just watch the sunrise and sunset all day long. This is going to help that person. So it helps all across the board. This book is good because those steps anyone can use to move forward in a career change.
I love it. I love it. What is the one thing, or what are the primary takeaways that you want someone to really get out of this book?
Well, my primary takeaway, that's a good question, Daryl. Primary takeaways is, first, you need to start within. The book is going to show you that you have to start within and look inward. And when I say that, the person who's trying to make the change, they need to look inward. Just not looking at a job just because the salary looks great. Not looking at a job because the schedule, you know, the timing, you know, the schedule. Just, you know, not looking at a job because your cousin or your parents or something say this is a good job. Look within to what you really want to do. Another takeaway would be they have everything they need, most of everything they need to make the career change. And the things that they don't have, it's accessible. You can get to it. You know, you just have the determination and the drive to get it, but it's accessible. And then one more takeaway is, and don't be afraid to ask. Never be afraid to ask. You have people out there that can help you. You got people who are in that position that you're trying to go ask. You have people who that you can meet that are where you are that can actually, you know some decision makers that can help you get to that location, and they could tell you what you need to do there. And then also you always got professionals, you know, people like me, a career strategist, career coaches, anybody, interview coach. You have people who can help you with your resume to get you tailored and take those transferable skills and those soft skills. So basically, those are the takeaways, I would say, once you get to reading the book and it digs deeper into some of the stuff I said for the takeaways, and it actually have things that you can do and activities you can do inside of the book that will really maybe turn that light on or give you some insight to yourself. Those are the things I would say to a person.
Awesome. Awesome. This is great. Really good stuff, Pamela. So we're going to take a quick break. Again, we're talking to Ms. Pamela Burkett-Jones, the author of Handle With Care, 70 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. As you can hear, this is a great book. It's going to be a very long-term resource book, I can see, that's really going to help people to transition. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a few more questions from Pamela, some real important questions, so don't go away. This is Daryl Spears, and this is Books on Stage. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant. I am super excited to tell you about my awesome new book, Handle With Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. In this book, I share proven and brilliant methodology to move individuals who are ready for or considering a career change. No matter if you've been in position for 4 months or 40 years, the 7 Essentials will get you thinking and ready to prepare, pack, and prepare for your career change to a career you will enjoy with fulfillment and excitement. The book will be available March 2021. For more information, email me at proactivelifepbj@gmail.com, or you can visit my website, liveproactively.com. More information will be coming soon.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Hello, welcome back. This is Daryl Spears, and this is Books on Stage, and we are having an outstanding conversation with author Pamela Burkett-Jones, the author of Handle With Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. We've been having a great conversation, talking a little bit about Pamela. She's been sharing her passion and her why. She's really laid the groundwork, and she's done it. She's done it successfully. She's done it in a way where she's enjoying her career transitioning and life and being an author and doing a podcast, which we're going to share a little bit more about. So she's really out there doing things that really something that she has a passion to do and not just a job anymore. And she's taken all of her experience and put it into this great book to help you get to a place where you can make that smooth transition. So we've talked a little bit about her why. We've talked a little bit about the benefits of reading the book and some of the takeaways. And I just have a few more questions for Pamela, because I really want you guys to get excited about this book, to go out and get this book. Like I say, there's still 10 million people out there who are without jobs. What I've gotten in terms of statistics is that 10,000 people retire every day. That's a lot. And so 40% of them are going back to work. And this is a great book, a great resource to help you prepare to make that transition. So thank you, Pamela, for all the information you've provided. If you were reading this book for the first time and you finished the book, knowing what's in it, I just want to hear from you. What do you think your favorite part of the book is?
Well, my favorite part of the book is the part that's talking about actually knowing you and knowing your why. You know, that's my favorite part of the book, because I think that is the most important. Before you move further with any of those steps, you need to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, why it's purposeful for you to make this change at this time. And you really need to break down and really do that homework and do that self-work. So my favorite part of the book is when I talk about doing the inner work of knowing yourself, because then after you do the inner work, that's going to open up that more doors and open up more possibilities of what you can do. And then that's going to just sweeten the pot of making these other steps go further, you know. And of course you can do the other steps without, and people do it all the time, but what happens with that is they end back up into a job just exactly how they left it, as how they left the original job they were leaving. So basically what I'm saying is they go and make that, they jump and make that transfer to another career, and then they find out that they don't like that either. It's the same thing, because they never took the time to actually do the inner work. And if they did that, they would know that this is not it. I mean, of course, sometimes you're going to go to a location, you know, maybe the people, the boss is not it. But if you love your job, it's kind of like you're going to be able to, you know, transfer, you know, you're going to be able to make it work, or you'll be able to move to another place doing the same thing. But you have to know.
Awesome.
What if that's the case? That's the key.
That's awesome. Excellent. Excellent. And just based on that, and I love what you're sharing. Is there a little snippet of the book that you wouldn't mind sharing with the audience as we listen in to this?
Yes. And one of the chapters, matter of fact, is the packing chapter. I have like a exercise, and the exercise is asking you to complete, you know, two lists. And one of it is your reason. It reflects the reason for your career transition. And then the other one how the second one is reflecting the positive. If you make the transition, what positive can it come from? So you kind of like doing a forwarding and a visioning exercise. So that's one snippet of the thing. And to get to that and to really be able to do that exercise, you got to get that book. You got to get this book and read it.
Hey, you heard it, guys. Yeah, you got to get that book. And I like the fact that you have exercises in there. So you're not just sharing information, but you're saying, hey, this is the how-to. These are the steps you need to take. And I've been hearing some of that in your podcast. And just to have a quick as we're talking commercial break, you guys need to definitely go out there and check out Pamela's podcast, because it really adds to the book. The Taking the Lead podcast is great. It's on every week. You can check it out on Thursdays at 7 p.m. She does an outstanding job, not only sharing information, but bringing in experts to really give you even more information on what you can do to make that transition easy. So, Pamela, you've done what, maybe 50 podcasts now? So there's a wealth of information out there. She's got it covered, from resumes to interviews to all kinds of personal development information that can help you make the transition smoother. So I didn't want to get off track, but I want people to know that they don't have to just rely on a book, but even after they finish reading the book, they can get more knowledge and a wealth of information by going to that podcast. And of course, you can find it on eliteconversations.com. Just go to the website, click on directory, and look for Pamela Burkett Jones, and you'll have a wealth of knowledge there as well. So as we finish up, Pamela, I am so happy. I know time is going quick, because this information is just so important. I want you to share a little bit about where individuals can go to purchase the book.
So let me first share where you can get the book. It's at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, BAM. You can go on their sites and get it. And also, it's on my website. It's liveproactively.com. And if you go there and you click on the link for the book, purchase the book. And then with that, if you would like to, you know, have a 30-minute consultation with me, discovery call. We can talk about, you know, if you're looking to make a career transition, thinking about it, we can just go over some things and help you, you know, and I give you some advice to get you forward and going. So basically that's right now. And of course, and if you order it from my website, you will definitely get a hand sign.
And I think people need to know that this book is also a result of what you're doing as far as giving back. I mean, you have the podcast, you're speaking, you're out there really helping those individuals that are having struggles transitioning. Share a little bit about what other services you offer to provide assistance to them.
Yeah, I right now offer coaching, one-on-one coaching. You know, I can actually, like I said, discovery call. We can get on the call and talk about that. So pretty much coaching. I'm looking into doing group coaching soon, especially when COVID, once things start opening up and everybody start getting their vaccines and everything, start looking to doing more workshops so I can, you know, help other people, help more people at one time. So that's right now I'm doing the coaching and offering some of my resources that I have to help you, you know, get along and get started to where you want to go.
This is just a great opportunity, and the timing couldn't be more perfect in terms of what we're going through right now in the situation in terms of the economy and jobs and all that good stuff. So I love what you're doing. So as we close out, I consider you the expert in terms of transitioning and career planning and all that good stuff. So I want you to give individuals that are listening just a little advice. Again, you walked it. You have the experience. And just give your advice on what individuals should start to do now if they're wishing to make that career change or make that transition into another whole nother career.
Right. So if you're starting, just starting to do it, and you're just thinking about doing it right now, do that self work. You know, really dig in and then understanding your why. If you already know what your why is, start to really opening your mouth. As I love to hear the saying, closed mouths do not get fed. So if you just don't sit on it, start making those moves and taking action and getting in front of people that can help you, that are already there, that have done what you're trying to do, that can actually offer you some direction to do it. So that would be my advice. I have it for a two-tier advice. For those who thinking and don't know yet what they want to do, that's the self-work. For those who know what they want to do and ready, you know, get out there and start taking action, you know, even also you can, you know, hire a coach or hire, you know, you don't have to hire me if you don't want to, but you can go get someone that can kind of help you along the way. Because if you don't ask, you won't, no one will know. And that would be my advice.
Great advice. And please tell us one more time where individuals can go and find your book.
Okay. They can find my book at my website, liveproactively.com. They can go and click on the link there and purchase the book from there, and signed copy will come. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and BAM.
Awesome. 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 This has been great, Pamela. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to interview you, for taking out the time to share what I think is so important and valuable information to those that are out there listening. And guys, please go out there and get the book. Definitely, if you're in the period of transitioning or making that career change, this is a great resource you definitely need to have on your desk right now. So again, this is Daryl Spears. I am the host of Books on Stage. This is where we bring you the brilliant minds behind the pen, and we are so happy to have shared Miss Pamela Burkett-Jones with you. Again, this is another episode. We'll continue to bring more knowledge and information your way. Thank you so much for your continued support. This is Books on Stage. Have a great day. Bye-bye.